You're listening to SBS News.
Tulsika Rawa began her studies in Melbourne in March last year. The 21-year-old was about to embark on a three-year criminal justice course at Victoria University and was apprehensive but looking forward to the experience.
Coming from a small island in Mauritius to a country like Australia, I was really scared of how the culture would be here. But luckily, I was able to get good support from people.
But she says that all changed when COVID-19 hit.
Remember one time I was just walking down going to do groceries and this random person just talked to me and he was like, "Oh, what are you doing here? Go back to your country or something."
Her story is not unique. Ray Jenkins is from New York and has lived in Australia for 5 years. He finished a Bachelor of International Relations at La Trobe University and is now completing a Masters of International Development at Monash University. The 23-year-old is disappointed by the recent discrimination he's experienced.
Just yesterday, I went shopping in the mall, at Coles actually, and I was followed by security every aisle I went to, and I noticed him, because I'm used to this back home, so to see it here, it was quite shocking. It's shocking because you meet people and you think you know their culture, you think you know them as being accepting and open, and then when things turn bad, you expect them to be there and to still remain the same, but they're completely different.
A new survey by the Migrant Worker Justice Initiative of more than 6,000 international students has found almost a quarter experienced verbal racist abuse during the pandemic and 25% said people avoided them because of their appearance. Associate Professor Laurie Berg is the report's co-author.
It's likely that the pandemic has, exacerbated pre-existing racism within the community, and these temporary migrants are bearing the brunt of that. 1,500 described xenophobic slurs or said that they were treated as though they had COVID due to their Asian appearance, and some even described physical racist attacks.
The research conducted in July also reveals the extent of their financial hardship. 70% have lost their job and 32% couldn't rely on family sending money. Almost half couldn't pay rent, 42% feared homelessness, and more than a quarter couldn't pay for food. It's no surprise then that a third of those surveyed were forced to turn to emergency support and charities to survive. But it's set to get worse. More than half expect their financial situation to deteriorate this year, with a third saying they'll run out of funds by next month. On top of the racism she experienced, Tulsika lost her job and couldn't rely on her family as much because the pandemic had affected their finances too.
There's also this perception that international students are very rich. So I would say this is totally not the case. Not everyone's the same. And yes, the job loss has really affected my finance. And so, yeah, it's been really difficult to cope financially as well.
As of June, more than 637,000 international students remain in Australia, a drop from more than 758,000 in December 2019. They make up 10% of the labour market, but are not eligible for federal government welfare support. Associate Professor Laurie Berg says that has to change.
I think that the effects of these government policies are going to far outlast the pandemic, and it's the 11th hour now. The government must extend wage subsidies to temporary migrants. The survey revealed a deep sense of social exclusion as a result of the government's treatment over this time. Thousands of survey respondents articulated their sense of anger and distress at government policies, and hundreds specifically mentioned the Prime Minister's message to them that they should go home.
Tulsika has this plea for the community.
Keep on making Australia welcoming as before.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Catalina Flores, SBS News.